This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two House Democrats have sued state House leaders for allegedly violating Colorado's open meetings law. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
The lawsuit claims both Democrats and Republicans routinely hold closed-door meetings to discuss public business when those meetings should be open and are required to have proper public notice. It also alleges lawmakers frequently send messages to each other on mobile apps that destroy the text to discuss strategies, policies, and votes. Democratic representatives Elizabeth Epps and Bob Marshall filed the lawsuit. Democratic House leaders said in a statement they are still reviewing the complaint. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
I-70 express lanes through Denver will start charging tolls today. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
Tolls have been waived for the past year to test new Colorado Department of Transportation systems. Prices will depend on the time of day, but they'll run somewhere between $1.50 and $4.50 with an express toll pass. Motorcycles, commercial vehicles, and carpoolers with an HOV tag are exempt. CDOT's $1.2 billion Central 70 project overhauled a 10-mile stretch of the interstate that cuts across the Front Range. The project also removed an aging viaduct and added a park on top of a lowered section of the highway. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Gary Ordy Garrison, who drummed his way through the Denver music scene, has died. The musician played with Slim Cessna's Auto Club, Woven Hand, Emilio Emilio, and many other bands in his 58 years. He helped shape what became known in the mid-90s as the Denver Sound, a mix of gothic country, punk, and rock. Garrison is survived by his wife Katie and son Carlos. This is CPR News. Sunny and hot for Colorado today, in Denver, the mid-90s, Vail, the lower 80s. It's 8:06.